Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carson County here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We had an encounter recently where I had an angel visit me, the angel of abundance. But it's a moment in time where God has an opening for us to flow and get back in to what God's promised. So be a part of what God is doing supernaturally. All right, let's listen in.
But Father, you loved me still, and in love before you laid the world's foundation, you predestined to adopt me as your own. You have raised me so high above my station. I'm a child of God by grace and grace alone. You left your home to seek out the lost. You knew the great and terrible cost.
Well, blessings to you today. I pray you're having a good day. Here it is, Tuesday. It is the first day of August 2023. We've crossed over into a new month. I pray you're being blessed. Thank you for all that have been praying for us. The notes I've received on the social platforms for our season, as I shared yesterday, my mother-in-law passed away last week in a car accident. Sad, but God has given us the grace to move forward, and God has blessed us, and it actually ties to what I'm going to release today about abundance, the spirit of abundance, but also the angel that appeared to me and released this moment in time where there's an open season in the spirit. And I don't want anybody that we're connected with not to embrace this moment. I was asked to do a live stream last week with Germany, and some of you in Germany, thank you for following us. And I shared the experience with them, but the Lord really said, now take it to the broader body. And that's us right here. And I want to release that. It started about a month ago, I guess, or what, 3-4 weeks ago. I was in California. Some of y'all know we follow work with a ministry there in the Los Angeles area. Pastor Regis Richard and Shonda Richards, they're precious friends of ours, and we work with them, connect with them, or kind of just be their pastors out there. But anyway, we were out there ministering. I'd gone to a funeral for a Holocaust survivor friend of ours. And while we were there, I was ministering, and God just began to speak to me about breaking poverty off the region, poverty off the people. And I really felt to release a spirit or the word of abundance. This is something we've taught for many years. And we define abundance rather than prosperity. Abundance is that you have enough resources to do what God has commissioned you to do, what he wrote about your life, Psalms, 139:16, and then you have extra left over to bless the kingdom and bless others with. That's what we call prosperity or abundance for our definition. Derek Prince taught me that years ago. I don't know him personally, but when I listened and under his teachings, he really helped me understand what abundance is and the importance. I think that's what Paul walked in. He said, "I've had much and I've had little, but I've abounded. I've been in lack, but God has always been faithful." That's what abundance does. It doesn't matter what your bank account says or what your resources are. You're blessed because you have what you need. Paul declared that while he was in house prison. You know, he was in a place where the church was blessing him. The Philippian church was blessing him. In that moment, he didn't have much at that time, but he had enough. He had enough to live there. He was ministering to the people. His healing ministry was flowing. The house of Caesar was being blessed because they were chained to him. He was blessed. Even in prison, and that's what abundance is. It doesn't matter your circumstances. You have enough resources to continue to do what God has called you to do, and you're not in lack. That's what we want. So anyway, I was ministering there at Pastor Regis's church there in Rancho Cucamonga. It's in L.A., just east of L.A. But as I was ministering, I was going to pray for people in poverty. If they were stuck in their bills and just they can't meet their needs every month, and I just felt led to pray. And when I did, this angel, and I was saying, you know, God wants to release abundance, this angel comes, hits me on the arm, and literally walks right past me, stands there, and I knew he was there to release that spirit upon the people. Now, he was very firm. He was very stern. I remember in the glance that I saw him that he had to me what I described the coat of many colors, like Joseph would have had. That's the best way he was. But the thing was, the one manifestation that captured me was he was serious. And it was like to me as a minister, get out of the way and let me do what I've been sent to do. So there was something that we said in the spirit that released him from heaven to earth. We don't call on angels. I don't call the abundance angel down. The scripture tells us not to do that. I don't do that. But when there's something that triggers, like when Daniel prayed and repented, remember when he prayed, it said, the angel said, the moment you started in your supplication, I was sent. So there was something that we did in that meeting that sent that angel. I'm not here to take credit for anything. I was just hearing the voice of God and just being obedient. That's really all it took. And this angel came and he stood in front of me. And I knew then I just needed to back off. I freaked out. I literally did. Sometimes I forget because I start talking like what just happened. And I forget there's an audience there because I'm undone by what just happened. And I knew that the abundance was going to be released in that ministry. And I knew it was going to come to the broader part of the body of Christ. So we did. We prayed for the people in poverty. We prayed to break that spirit off of them, And we believed for increase for them and for the purpose. Well, the Pastor Regas, if you know him, he's a special friend of ours. He got up and made a declaration because they've outgrown their building. They're renting from somebody who's not favorable to Christians. And they put a lot of money in the building, but they've not owned it. They've had to rent it. And he's been believing for their own property in their own place. And he made a declaration. He made a declaration that they were moving. He named the city they're going to move to, which is the next little community over. And there's something when he said that spirit just elevated in the room. And I think it's because the abundant spirit was there. Well, he called me a week later and the following Sunday, and he felt led of the Lord to sow an offering. He personally did, and he shared it. God told him to give $10,000. He said he usually doesn't ever share why or how much he gives, but he felt to the building fund and the property to buy a new property and buy a new building, which in Los Angeles area is extremely, extremely expensive. $1 million U.S. dollars hardly does anything out there. I mean, it gets you started, but it's just a start out there. The cost of living out there is outrageous. Property. And on it goes. I'm not here to belabor that point, but he did. And he asked those who would sow, please sow. Well, he called me that afternoon weeping, just undone by the Spirit of God. And he did a video on this. You can go watch it on Pastor Reeves Richards, Facebook page. And he shared, because he said the Lord told him to share with the body. Because I believe we're supposed to share this word with the body of Christ. And in this encounter with them, they took up the offering, they counted it, whatever. And that morning they raised over, I think it was $1,041,000 is what was raised. Now, this is the congregation. I think there's probably 80 to 100 people there, or maybe 100, I guess, people there. And, of course, it's packed. It's a small building for what they need. And so they begin to rejoice because what God just did with the small number. You cannot measure what God can do by numbers. You have to just be obedient to what God tells you to do. I mean, he was weeping because this was his heart's cry. And I knew that angel was helping. I knew that God was going to answer the prayers because they were not going after selfish issues. They were building a complex to help the body of Christ for revival. And their ministry is really experiencing the power of revival. And for that, we rejoice with them. So, okay, so that started the whole journey concerning what this realm is doing. Now, as I speak about that, I want you to catch something, because there's a moment in time that I'm seeing in the spirit that we need to walk into. And as I was praying before I ministered to the German body there on the live stream last week, I just said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? What moment are we in right now? And I heard the statement or the city, Kadesh Barnea, and that name may sound familiar to you because it's in the Bible. And it's a place where God told Israel to go as they were leaving Egypt, right? It's located on the southern border area between Israel and Egypt. It's about 31 miles or 51 kilometers east of the Mediterranean Sea, about 33 miles, 53 kilometers southwest of Beersheba. So we love that city anyway. And this place was the original place where God intended Israel or the Israelites to enter the promised land. And there's a community there today, and it actually still has that name, Kadesh Barnea. And the Lord spoke to me through that, and he said, I'm calling you, you're coming back to a Kadesh Barnea moment. And I've heard others teach on this in the past, and I think we go through cycles of this, but we are at a cycle. So what did God tell Israel to do? He said, I want you to enter into the land that I have prophesied you would have at Kadesh Barnea, and I want you to enter in there. It's the very place I have for you. And I want you to catch this. It's a very important part for what God has for you. What has God promised you? Sunday, the Lord told me to have the people re-prophesy words over their life. Because why? We're at a Kadesh Barnea moment where God says we're coming full circle. Maybe you've been in the wilderness running around for X amount of years, whatever, time, months, whatever. But you're back at a new place. Sometimes you've got to go back to where God said to enter into your promise. And that's where we are. This is a key word today. I'm excited because I'm for it too. I'm going for it myself. And there are some things that God's promised for our community, for our ministry. And I know I'm at a moment. And I don't want to be like what Jesus said to the Pharisees. You didn't know the day of your visitation. And I'm here to tell you, to those who love this podcast and you listen and you're faithful to this, you've sown to it, whatever you've done, just if you've sown to nothing else and just in prayer, you're part of this. This is a prophetic moment for all of us at Kadesh Barnea, where we have an opportunity to go in. Now, in the history of Israel, some of the most tragic events happened there. Why? Because it's the place they rebelled against God's plan for them to enter the promised land. And so God severely judged them for their lack of faith and condemned them to wander for 40 years until those 20 years and older had died. Now, I don't want anybody to miss this opportunity. That's why I'm going to press. I feel like I'm going to build on this even tomorrow as well. We'll see how long we go with this. That I don't want anybody to miss this opportunity to walk in this abundance. And I'm going to pray for you at the end of this podcast in a few minutes here that you would have your heart open. And maybe tomorrow we'll pray for the release of this spirit, this angel. Ask God to be faithful to his word of blessing his people, which he will be. And in that place that you will have what you need to fulfill your mandate and then to have extra to bless the kingdom of God. To when an offering's taken, that you don't have to say, I don't have the money. You can say, God, thank you. I have excess to bless others with, to bless the kingdom with, to bless my brother, my sister, my ministry, my church. If you want to bless this podcast, you want to bless our ministry, Christian Center Shreveport, our Asian missions, whatever. Ask God what you're supposed to sow into. But you can. And that's what I want for everybody. So we are at a Kadesh Barnea moment. And I don't know when we're going to be back here again. I personally and others around me are experiencing it. We're going in. Abundance is starting to flow. Because why? We're going to need it for the next season. It's going to get very difficult. God wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants to be the lender and not the borrower. He wants us to be blessed going into the city and blessed going out of the city. So that what? His name's sake will be exalted. Not ours. Not the people say, oh, look how rich they are. Look how blessed they are. Look, that they'd say, look what God has done for his kids. Look how he's blessed them. I want their God. I want to serve the one that they serve. Be like a Ruth, your God, to Naomi. Your God will be my God. Father, I pray right now that everybody recognize the Kadesh Barnea moment and that they enter into it today in the name of Yeshua. Father, faith to rise upon us all, to walk in the fullness and the abundance we need to fulfill our mandates in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. All right, see ya. Thanks for listening each and every day on these, our daily podcasts. Well, this is the last week of our sabbatical. Thank you for being patient with us. We're not online as much because of the sabbatical. And we'll be back in the swing the following week, back into some routines. We've reset, rebooted, getting back to a place where we feel the Lord has us to speak into the earth and prophetically encourage you for the days ahead. Thanks for following us. You can always go to our website. Don't forget ChristianCentersReport.com or our app. That's the best place to go. Go to our app, download, and you'll see all that we are doing and all that we're releasing in the earth. God bless you. I pray you have a great day today. See you tomorrow.